the United States Space Force. When the President of the United States announced the fact he was creating a space force, a lot of people felt this indicated UFOs were alien devices and we were creating a space force to protect ourselves from them. Some of the same people also say they believe the announcement was made because we are on the verge of announcing we are being visited by extraterrestrials. Is there a possibility any of this is true? We know UFO sightings have become quite common, so believing the president made this announcement was to protect us from UFOs conceivably could be true. The problem is, if UFOs exist and they are as advanced as we think they could be, they would have no problem destroying the Earth from space, and at our current level of technology we probably couldn't do anything about it. The second point was there was going to be an announcement extraterrestrials have visited us. We have been saying this every year for decades. It wasn't true 20 years ago and probably still is not true today. The problem with this is we could have had contact with aliens and the government felt if they informed us of this it would destroy religion. There have been several reports over the years which stated any proof extraterrestrials were real would destroy society. I don't believe this and I can't help but think the majority of people don't believe it either. This has been repeated so many times already I believe most people would tend not to pay too much attention to it. No, I think the Space Force was formed for other reasons, one of which is protecting our country from orbital attack by other nations. We didn't really need to announce the fact we were building a space force, we just could have left in the hands of the military. Things probably wouldn't have changed very much with the announcement military vehicles are going into space. I am not 100% sure which agency actually ran space experiments or weapons building for space. What I do know is we were creating weapons to be used in space many years before. Some believe the ultimate authority in space was the Navy, while others believe it was the Air Force. Whichever force it was, probably had an agreement if there was a problem and it needed help it could contact one of the other military organizations to help it out. I believe one of the reasons a new branch of the service was created was to warn our enemies we are taking space quite seriously and supplying whatever we need to protect ourselves. Recently, countries like Russia and China are becoming more militant. Russia has developed a new missile which it claims can shoot down anything that is in low Earth orbit. If this is true, it puts the space station in the sights of a weapon which could destroy it. It also puts a target on many of our low Earth orbit satellites. I think even though we don't admit it, we are also in a rush to develop satellite weapons and other missiles. I don't know how many people remember this, we sent up a missile from one of our ships a few years ago and knocked down a satellite. It was an old satellite which belonged to us. The Chinese blew up a satellite, also by a missile attack or so they say. The satellite was their own and it was blown up, but it could have been blown up by another satellite and not a missile, which would have meant they had anti-satellite weapons already in space. There are many people who believe the only thing which has changed when we announced we were forming a space force was some of our efforts in space were made public. There are some things which people take as evidence which could indicate we have had a space force even before the Apollo flights to the moon. There are also a lot of stories on the internet about our secret space force, but they are so far out most people don't believe them. As I have said in the past, they involve not only traveling through space, anti-gravity engines and time travel, but other technologies which seem way beyond anything we are capable of. If we do have a space force, is it full of advanced weapons, advanced ships and other advanced technology which is said to be hundreds of years ahead of what we have on the Earth? People who should know have been saying on their deathbeds for decades we do have this kind of technology and it is locked up in black programs. Black programs being secret programs run by government agencies. It is hard to ignore several of the deathbed confessions because they were by people who headed up huge programs like those in the Lockheed Skunk Works. There are also others who claim to have been involved in military operations and saw this technology firsthand. They even stated they actually saw extraterrestrials and humans working side by side on secret projects. One of the advantages of having a space force might be better funding. When a space force is being run out of the Air Force, or the Navy, it uses money budgeted for that entity. If it is moved from those branches of the military, it may make it easier for that force to get more money, since those other branches would be wanting to use some of the money for other things. It is also more prestigious to have a space force because it indicates the United States is ahead on space technology, or at least very advanced. When you hear the words space force, one tends to think about a force ahead of all others in technology. The highest ranking officer in the space force is the Chief of Space Operations. John W. Raymond is the first CSO. He reports to the Secretary of the Air Force. He is a four-star general. He is a member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The United States Space Force has 16,000 members as of the writing of this article. Members of the former Air Force Command have been assigned to this new command, along with members of the Army and Navy. The budget for 2020 is $40 million, which doesn't seem like much, but the proposed budget for 2021 is $15,382,100,000. I would think there may be a lot of secret projects going on which will be funded separately. I am also sure as time goes by, this force will get a bigger budget every year.